Welcome to the Insurance Business Babes podcast, where we show you how we've grown our insurance and related businesses through talking about what works for us, what didn't work, and we'll help you grow your own business through our struggles and our successes. This show is owned by CMED LLC and hosted by Kathy Klein and Joanna Wyckoff. And now, let's get busy. Today, we are going to do technology, and we got a lot of technology to talk about. And the first tech is who you use for your phone system. Who do you use for your VoIP? And for those of you who don't know what VoIP is, it's voice over internet protocol. And basically, that's a phone system that you can use on your computer. I use it with my headset and I make phone calls on my computer. You can use it on your cell phone. You can use it pretty much anywhere. Who do you use for your phone and why do you like them?
Kathy, I use a new company I found called dialpad.com. This is not my first rodeo with VoIP. I had previously used a local company, Carolina Digital, but they didn't include text messages in the package and I had to add it. When I was looking for a new VoIP system, I have an executive assistant that is remote from me. And I said, hey, John, I want you to interview all these systems and see what you like best, because this is going to be your system. This is your daily to-do. So it has to function how you know how to use it and something that fulfills all the functions that you need. I gave them the requirements. I need all phone calls in and outbound recorded per CMS regulation. All my sales calls from Medicare Advantage and prescriptions have to be recorded and kept for 10 years. And I also want to be able to see quality assurance, what his conversations are like. If one of my agents or consumers calls my office and he talks to them, I want to make sure that it was good information service provided. He agreed Dialpad was the system to use. We have texting capabilities, so clients can text the phone and he can text back from the desktop. I can use it anywhere I have Wi-Fi, so I can have it on my iPhone on the cruise that I'm going on. If I want to take a call and call out, I can call. As long as you have Wi-Fi, you can call out. So if you're in a cabin in the middle of Tennessee with Wi-Fi, you can take business calls, right?
Cruise Wi-Fi does not always work that well. So don't think that you can go live on a cruise ship and do your Wi-Fi phone calls. Oh, because I've tried it.
Yes, but that was one of the reasons I wanted to make sure I was outsourcing my phone, because one of the biggest mistakes I made, Kathy, and I think many agents make it when they come into this industry, is they give everybody their cell phone number. And when you grow a book of business and you get to a couple hundred clients, people are going to start calling and texting at all hours of the day and night because they are thinking that they're texting a business line or leaving a voicemail on a business line. They don't know that's your cell phone and that you're watching TikTok at 1 o'clock in the morning. They think they're leaving you a voicemail that you're going to listen when you open up at 9 a.m. And I remember getting text messages on Christmas going, why is this person texting me on Christmas? So that VoIP Dialpad, love them all day long. It's affordable. It's like less than $30 a month. You can have somebody else answer the phone.
I use something similar, but I use RingCentral, and I moved over from Grasshopper. I was using Grasshopper before, but then when the CMS regulations came out that we needed to record all our phone calls, Grasshopper did not have that capability. And my phone calls need to be recorded automatically. I don't want to have to push a button to record the call. And RingCentral was able to make it to where my assistant's calls are not recorded. She has to push a button if she wants it recorded because she's customer service. She doesn't need to record her calls. She's not making sales presentations. See, I just like RingCentral. I pay by the year and I went through a broker. And because I did that, I pay $850, somewhere around that, for the whole year. And if I'm able to text, it does everything I want. It also does video conferencing. I have never done that on RingCentral. It does phone conferencing. So if I have three people that all want to talk to me, they can call in to the phone number. Mm-hmm. And that conference calling also plays my disclaimer. So with RingCentral, I have recorded my disclaimer and it is the first thing that happens when they call in. They hear that after they press my extension. When I call out, after they pick up the phone, my disclaimer starts playing. And I always say, we have to listen to the disclaimer while it's playing. And it gets recorded too, that I did it. So that's why I like Ring Central. So dial pad, Ring Central. Now, what is the next thing we need to talk about? We both do videos. How do you record your videos?
I use two different systems. I do use Zoom.com, and you can have a conference there, or you can record video there and send it to someone. And I also use Loom.com when I want to screen record something for either a consumer or an agent. So if I want to show you how to do a Medicare.gov application or SocialSecurity.gov application, I can screen record it and send it to you. And then you can also see who watches the video. Like, you can send them the link and you can make it so everybody can watch it with a link or just certain people. So I love the Loom.com. I think it's free or very little money, maybe $10.
It used to be free. I don't think they have a free version anymore, but it's very inexpensive.
Zoom has a free option still. I think it's 45-minute limitations for their Zoom free option.
So they're still doing free. That's good. So it's basically the same as recording, like when you do a Zoom call. Is that right?
A Zoom, when I do my screen share, it records that. A lot of my trainings, I'll just go into my Zoom and record my screen, like a screen share. I'm on the website now. Let's see. It says sign up for free. So a free basic account on Zoom is unlimited meetings up to 40 minutes and 100 participants each. Three editable whiteboards, automated captions, team chat, collaboration file sharing, Zoom mail and calendar and Zoom app, screen sharing, virtual backgrounds, breakout rooms, and local recording. So you can do that for free.
That's better than what I'm doing. I use a program called Dubb, D-U-B-B. It is a little bit more expensive. It's about $500 a year, but it stores the videos for me. I've been using it since they were a brand new company. And I started using Dubb when Loom started charging. I used to have a free Loom account and they started charging. And so I said, well, if I'm going to have to pay, I'm going to look for a company that I like better. And that's why I use Dubb.
Dubb.com?
Yes. D-U-B-B. So D like dog, U like umbrella, B like boy, B like boy.com. But for the listener, if you're just starting out, go with the Zoom option. No, but always have your options open, because these companies that give these free accounts, many times they're given a free account while they're still new, while they're young. Mm-hmm. And then many times your free account is no longer free, or they're going to cut back on what you're able to get. But if you're doing videos, let's say you're trying to create videos for YouTube, or you're trying to create videos for your clients, having these videos is really nice, because if the client doesn't know what button to push, you can create a video. Here's the button you need to push to open your account. Here's the button you need to push on your connector to actually sign your applications. When you're recording these videos, you got to be careful. You don't want their social security number to show, or you need a different program to wipe out that social security number.
There is one. I forgot what I have. It's a Chrome extension that blurs out. I'll look it up.
Another thing that I think you should have, and Joanna thinks you should have, is a way to send newsletters to your clients. You don't want them to forget about you through the whole year until October. You want to keep in contact with them. Speaking of the word contact, Joanna, what is the name of your email service?
I love to use Constant Contact, constantcontact.com. I think it's about $50 a month-ish for my subscription. And I use it to connect to all of my clients and my agents. I have a template I use with my agents that has all my links to everything, my Zoom room, my contract, and everything they need on a regular basis. So I'm not sending out those links every Friday. But I think it's really important to stay in front of people. And again, something I wish somebody taught me 8 years ago when I got my insurance license. Kathy, now I ask people as part of my appointment, Kathy, is it okay with your permission that I add you to my newsletter?
Do you have two different ones? One's for clients and one's for prospects?
No, not yet, but that's a great idea. I ask prospects already if I can send them educational content. And I say, hey, next time I do a class on Irma or this, can I send it to you? So I've been collecting them. I just haven't done it yet. But always ask people for their email, even if you don't sign them up by email, because you'll want to drip on them. So I have a proprietary CRM that my IMO does for me, and they send out emails. My clients are referring people back to me right now. So always collect the email just by just asking that question. By the way, with your permission, can I add you to my email list?
Yes. I use an email program called SendFox, S-E-N-D-F-O-X. It's free for 1,000 contacts. That free version, it sends them slower than the version that you pay. Mm-hmm. But if you want to pay for the version, it's $50 forever.
Wow.
And that $50 gives you 5,000 contacts.
I might have to switch.
It's not as nice as what you're using, Joanna.
Okay.
So you might not want to switch, but the listener, if they don't have a newsletter set up yet, this is a good starter plan. Remember when MailChimp used to be free?
Yes.
So this is kind of like that. It's a free way to send emails, but it's not going to have all the bells and whistles that Joanna has. And you also cannot use it for the mass marketing, like for example, Go High Level. They have a way of mass marketing people that you get into your email list. This is not for that, because if you get a lot of unsubscribes or people don't open, they're going to throttle your account. It's really for your clients or really, really strong prospects, not people that you don't know that you just found their email address somewhere. But I really like it. I've been using it for a while. It saved me a lot of money because I was paying for a subscription to something before, like Constant Contact.
Mm.
But it is not as fancy as Constant Contact. And there will be the SendFox labeling. You'll be able to see a small sent by SendFox or something like that.
Hmm.
But you can use the free version or you can pay $49 one time. And speaking of emails, a lot of us use automation. I use Zapier for automating things. Let's talk about my Facebook group.
Yes.
So I have a Facebook group that is for the people where I live. There's about 5,000 members of this Facebook group. I think this might have been one of the first things I turned Joanna onto.
Mm-hmm.
There's a program called Group Collector, and it will collect all of the information that they gave you to join that Facebook group. If you have a Facebook group, Facebook allows you to ask for information, but they don't let you keep it. And so if somebody says that they're from Ohio, you ask them, where do you live? Ohio. After you click approve, all that information goes away. And what some people do is they do spreadsheets. They put it all in Excel spreadsheet. And that is a pain in the, you know what, to sit there and type all that stuff out. So automation, somebody signs up for my Facebook group. They answer the questions. Group Collector keeps that information for me. It goes into a Google file and then it gets sent by Zapier over to SendFox, and then they get four what I call onboarding emails. The first onboarding email says, hey, thanks for joining. Can I help you with anything? And sometimes people respond and say, yeah, I just moved here and I need somebody to help me unpack my stuff. And if I can help them, I do. The second email says, hey, you know, it's really hard to find a doctor around here. Here's a link to find a doctor. And I recommend that you get on the list right now because it's going to take you 3 to 6 months to get your first doctor's appointment. So that's the second email. The third email is something else. The fourth email says, hey, this is the last email I'm going to send you, but I do mention my business. So in that last email, I just say, you won't get any emails about Medicare, but you might get an email from me once a month about the group. If I need a moderator, I may send an email out, blah, blah, blah. So that's all automated. I don't do a thing. They sign up for the Facebook group and it's all automated through Zapier and other automations. And I know that you use a Go High Level program through Eric Fierro called...
His is called DFY, Done For You CRM. And he has it built out for agents already in funnel. So you can send all of your clients Happy Mother's Day, Happy Father's Day, Merry Christmas and stuff. A drip campaign. I call it lead nurturing and client nurturing, right? I can also send out like an email blast to all of my clients or agents if I'm going to be closed for the day or whatever, or I'm on vacation. So yeah, Go High Level does a lot of that. And it's, you have a Twilio phone number that, so it's a real phone number. Right. You have to get some permissions. It is FCC compliant and all that.
It's marketing to people you don't know, basically, what you're doing. But that's all automated, and automations are important.
I wanted to go back to your Zapier. So I followed your advice and did the group collector. And Kathy, when I tell you that I would have paid thousands of dollars for that piece of information 6 years ago when I created my Facebook groups, listener, this information you just got is gold, because we are doing Facebook groups in different areas. I have Medicare Mentors Media. The insurance ladies hit 12,500 ladies the other day. Now I'm able to collect that information and store it. We're able to invite people. So all of, I have my Zapier, my very first Zap, Kathy taught me this, was to take that group collector data and it sends to Constant Contact. And so I'm building, I haven't done it yet, I'm building out insurance ladies and Medicare mentors newsletters, because let's face it, Facebook has limited the algorithms and the reach. So if I make a post on Facebook today in Medicare mentors or in the insurance ladies, maybe only 100 people see it.
And she's got 5,000 or 6,000 now in one group and 12,500 in the other. And so you can use Facebook, but don't make that your only way of business. You own your email list. You own your website. You own your phone number. And that's your gold.
But the Facebook group collector and creating your own Facebook group in your community, something you love. It could be a local group like Kathy's, or it could be a mom group, dog group, whatever. You own your own lane, because that's strategic marketing. And I've watched people make millions off of their Facebook groups. And I wasn't, because I didn't know how to capitalize it until Kathy came on and enriched my life. So thank you, Kathy, because you're about to make me millions.
And oh, good.
When I buy Top Flight Island, there's going to be a bungalow named after you. So.
Oh, right. Can I come for free?
Of course.
For free in my bungalow. Okay, great. Good. Then it'll all be worth it. The next thing that we do for technology is your CRM. A CRM is a client relationship manager. There are a lot of companies calling themselves CRMs that are not CRMs. Now, Go High Level is a CRM, but there's another CRM that Joanna used. I'm not going to talk about mine because mine is specific to financial advisors, but tell us about your other CRM, Agency Block. Why do you love it? And what do you like about it?
Agency Block, I have had for many years, and I like it because I can do all of my insurance products in it, Medicare, dental, vision, life insurance, doesn't matter what they have. I can add it over there. It's HIPAA compliant. My assistant can add it here. I can add my policies. And guess what, Kathy? I also store my licenses over here, because a lot of times when I'm filling out contract or something, Scan might want my California license and it's over here. It's also in my Google Drive, but this is my backup to my backup. So my agent could, my executive assistant could just file it. But it also has automations in there too that I'm just now learning. I'm slowly getting into the technology with the push of Kathy kicking my butt. You can run reports in here. I can pull over here and see the last 20 reports that my executive assistant has pulled, so I can see what's been going on. I can add my cures. I can put the policies in there and I know exactly what my clients have. So I think it's easy for agents to use, plug in day one. And that's why I like it. There's another cheaper version of a CRM that my agents also use called Less Annoying CRM. I want to say it's like $15. So if you're not ready to have a budget for Agency Block, use something like Less Annoying CRM. It's HIPAA compliant. A lot of my ACA agents use Less Annoying CRM. And if it's easy to use, you can just use it day one. It doesn't require a whole lot of learning to function. Like Go High Level took me a long time to use. I had it for like 2 years.
It's so powerful.
It took me so long to sit down and look at the training and learn how to use Go High Level. So I don't recommend Go High Level for the brand new agent who is just trying to get their first client and remember their phone number.
We do want you to have your own CRM. Don't depend on your upline CRM because you don't own that data. Let's say your upline went bankrupt tomorrow and now you don't have any of your contact information. That is what you own. Your contacts are your gold. That is how you are making your money. Don't rely on anybody but yourself to have your clients' information, their name, their birthday, all the information that you need, and make sure that your CRM is HIPAA compliant, because you don't want their information leaking out to somebody who should not have it. Agency Block, about how much does that cost per month?
I want to say Agency Block is $80 a month. Now, this is one thing I don't like about Agency Block, and being transparent, you sign a 1-year contract. So if you don't like it, you're still stuck in that contract for a year. So I would not do it until you're ready to be married for a year.
Okay. And are they one of the ones that give you commission tracking?
So they do have a commission tracking. It's an extra $100 a month, Kathy. I had it for a while and I'm a pretty smart cookie and I still couldn't figure it out. Now, there is another CRM that my friends use. I can't really speak to it. I don't use it myself personally, called Medicare Pro. And someone said that that might have commission tracking. So it's something that is on my list of things to look into.
Okay. Now we're going to talk about some things that are a little bit more for people who are more into technology. If you are doing videos, and I'm not talking about the video where you show your client how to push a button, I'm talking about training videos like what I do and what Joanna does, you need to have some pictures where it's not just your face on the screen. And you can create those pictures through different programs. One of those programs both Joanna and I use, it's the most popular one. And if you get a virtual assistant, they're going to easily know how to use it. And that is Canva. And I have purchased in the past some Canva templates, because Canva comes with their own templates, but you can also buy templates from people that create them. Oh, there's a free version, by the way.
I suggest using the free version unless you're a big creator, and then you can do the pro. And the pro is only like $10 to $12 a month. I have the pro account. You know, I create almost all of my thumbnails for all of our videos in it. We're doing a lot of events. My executive assistant created my flyers for my event next week. It looks beautiful. It looks professional. I do all my presentations from Canva. So if you've ever seen me speak at conferences, I build all of my presentations in Canva. And I like that I can just drag and drop documents or pictures into the uploads and use them. It removes backgrounds. That's one of the features I use a lot, is I remove backgrounds for free, so I don't have to pay for another service. Canva is probably the premier product we use to build out templates, newsletters, even social media graphics and stuff like that. Like my headers and stuff on my LinkedIn came from Canva.
But it's really nice to have a background remover. The picture that I'm using was taken in front of my friend's flowers on the side of her house, because I thought they were really beautiful. And then I removed those flowers, and that is now the picture that I use on most of my documents. It's actually me in front of her house, and you would not know it because the background was removed. Then you can take just a regular snapshot and turn it into something that looks professional.
My confession is the picture on my business card is a regular bathroom selfie that I removed the background and put a gray gradient background on it, you know, and it's just me wearing a dress. I mean, I haven't gone to JCPenney's yet or anything to get headshots.
And you don't need to if you have a background remover, and you can take a nice photo.
If you have high quality camera, so that's on my business card. And it's probably the one you see all over my LinkedIn and stuff like that. Yep. It's exactly what I did.
There is another program that I like for pictures, and that is a program called Stencil. And if you want to check it out, it's getstencil.com. Mm-hmm. They have a free version, but you can only save 10 images a month, and it's limited. I have the unlimited version, which is $12 a month. But I like it in addition to Canva. I like being able to have more than one choice when I'm making images. Now, there's a couple of things, two that I use that Joanna does not use, even though I've told her to use it many, 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 many times. And then one thing that Joanna uses that I don't use yet. Let's talk about the thing that I think every insurance agent should have, regardless of how big or small you are. And that's a program that expands text. So if you are typing something over and over again, for example, I've talked about this on the show before, when somebody sends me an email or calls me and says they're turning 65, I type Alt C and then T65, and I have this three paragraph thing that I send to them with some links to my website, with a link to my Turning 65 checklist, and a link to the video that I want them to watch. And I don't have to type that out over and over again. So there's other programs too that do the same type of thing, but I think everybody should do it. And then one thing that you could do is when, let's say you're one of Joanna's agents and you call Joanna and you say, I've got somebody who's a veteran and they have TRICARE. What do I tell them? And Joanna gives you the answer. Save that answer to TypeDesk. And then number one, you've saved the answer. And if you forget, you don't have to ask Joanna again. And number two, if you get that same question again, and trust me, you will, we get the same questions over and over again, you have it saved. And all you have to do is save it as Veteran Medicare Advantage or whatever you want to save it as. And then you type in Alt C Veteran. And then everything you've ever saved with Veteran in the name will pop up and you can select the correct response to give them. Stop wasting time, people, is what I'm saying, by typing things over and over. Save that stuff.
And the premium version of that is only $5 a month. That's crazy. So I'm definitely going to use it this time, Kathy. I apologize for not taking that advice a year ago because I've gotten carpal tunnel. I'm counting the hours I would have saved. Now, Kathy, what I'm wondering is, I wonder if I can clone your type desk to be my type desk. That's my next question.
Actually, I'm about to offer my type desk and the answers to my gold members, and you're a gold member.
Oh.
I'm waiting for TypeDesk to give me an easy way to do that. Mm-hmm. But I'll tell you what, I'll let you be my guinea pig.
Okay.
And I'll do it for you. But what I need is our boxes where I can say, here are the things I want to share, because I don't want to share everything with everybody. Here, and I just want to click a box and move it to the Joanna folder and move it to the whoever folder, not move it, but share it. I don't want to take it out of my folder into yours. I don't want to lose it, but that's what I'm waiting. I'm waiting for that technology, but I'll let you be my guinea pig and you can let me know if you like my, the only thing is some of my answers I can't share with you because it's got links to my website. I wonder if you could change them to your website. I will give you access again and you can play around with it. I'll give you a few answers. I won't give you all of them, but I'll give you a few of them. I think everybody should have these. And then maybe Joanna, you can make some answers for Social Security and share them with me.
Well, exactly. Because, you know, in Medicare Mentors and Insurance Ladies, the same questions come up like a cycle. And how many times have you taught someone how to do a CMS L-564 form to do a special enrollment into Medicare Part B? That's something that should be on your type desk. Things like the IRMA form, SSA 44 change of life event. I'm thinking about things that I teach all the time. And instead of going back and finding my old emails to copy and paste, I can just have a quick Alt C SSA 44, plug it in.
Exactly. And what you could do is you could have your executive assistant go through all of your old emails and copy and paste that into TypeDesk.
Ooh.
And then you have it and it's there, but you'd need to go through and make sure that whatever he named it is going to be how you're going to search for it. And that's how I tell people to start their type desk is go through your old emails. And if it's something you know that you do over and over again, I use it for Facebook. Your group is what, 6,000 people, the Medicare Mentors. My group is about the same size, but we have a lot more problem children in my group because they're all 55 and older, right? And they're all complaining about something.
Yeah.
I get a complaint when one of my moderators takes down somebody's post and they've taken down their post because they're posting about something they're selling and they're not allowed to. They're posting about political. They're not allowed to do that. There's a lot of rules in my group. So when they complain to me, I have a three paragraph response. I'm sorry you're unhappy. I have seven moderators. They each take 4 days a month. When the moderator's in charge, I don't micromanage them or I wouldn't have any moderators. You know, I have this whole long spiel that I send back to them. I used to type that out. So I don't just use it in business. I use it in other things too. If I know I'm going to do something over and over again And if it's not Typedesk, use some similar.
Kathy, this is another Kathy bomb that is going to make somebody or save somebody millions of dollars. You know, Kathy, my apologies. You told me that once before. I wrote down the notes and then I didn't review my notes and implement it. And I was wrong for that. I want to apologize to you because you've told me this before about how to save my hands, my poor carpal tunnel hands. I know we're getting old in these days. And that's another thing, Kathy, to do with the group collector that you dropped before. Yes, $5 or the free version. I'm going to do the $5 version because you know what? I do the same email templates over again as an FMO. I do ACA contract and a Medicare contract. And this is going to save me a ton of money and time, especially for my assistant. I'm excited about that. All right.
The next one is I don't do these. I don't use QR codes. I don't think my clients want a QR code. Joanna has something that I've never heard of before.
Okay.
And that is something called an NFT bracelet or a dot card. Tell us about it.
A lot of times people might be talking and saying, hey, Joanna, can I get your information? And I'm like, I don't have a business card. My cell phone's dead. Do you have a pen and paper to write this down, napkin or whatever? I found there's several different types you can use. One of them is a digital business card. And some of them are free and some of them are like $10 to $20. And the most common ones are like dot card or link, L-I-N-Q. Well, I found a company called Contact Wearable. The website is contactco.com. This company has beautiful bracelets. And I paid about $60 for this beautiful black bracelet that looks like a regular bracelet that you would see me wearing with a dress.
And I am looking at their website right now. They have a ring.
Yeah.
And that has your business card in it?
Yeah. So you scan it with your phone and it's an NFT is the technology. NFT is the name of the technology that it uses to propagate on your device. So let's say I'm at a conference and someone walks by and says, hey, Joanna, can I get your business card? And I'm like, hey, my purse is over somewhere else. I don't even know, but scan my bracelet and it gives you my business information.
Oh my gosh. That's amazing. I never have my business cards with me, but the person talking to you has to have a cell phone or something to scan.
When you're doing your B&I meetings or stuff, or you're out and about passing people in the grocery store and they want to talk, maybe you're running and you don't have any business cards or whatever. If they have their device, they can scan the bracelet, the ring, whatever, or whatever you buy, even if you do the business card. I didn't want the business card because often I don't keep pockets. I'm a very girly girl. I wear dresses all day. I have no pockets on me. Okay. That's why I got the bracelet because I can wear a bracelet in the pool. I was actually at the MGM pool last year at a conference and someone said, hey, I need help with my Medicare Part B in the pool.
And is that silicone bracelet that I'm seeing on?
That is a silicone bracelet. Yeah.
But you can't wear it in the pool, right?
Yeah, you can. Yeah, I can. Yeah.
Notice they have one for Apple watches, but not a Fitbit. Could get a silicone bracelet and wear it in the, like I'm a synchronized swimmer, yeah. So I could wear that. And it's only $30.
So as you're passing your pool buddies, you know, you could be like, oh, you need information? Scan here, you know.
It looks like it works with Google because it's on the App Store and Google Play. I like the white one.
Yeah.
I like that.
Doesn't it look like a pretty bracelet you would wear?
It does. I would wear that. I wouldn't wear that in the pool.
Right. But you would wear it out to dinner, you know. And so conferences is my big thing is like a lot of times when people stop me, especially if they want my phone number, my purse might be up in the room or whatever. My phone's probably dead and they scan. I found this and I loved it because on their website, you can make your digital contact card and everything. You could send them to your website. You can send them to a sales page. If you have a business that does like Cash App, Venmo stuff, you can actually link that there too.
Oh, can you change it up? Joanna, here's a tip. Let's say you're going to a conference. Mm. You could send them to your landing page to get your slides and then yep. They automatically get added to your email. If they let you change up the thing. If they don't let you change it up, it won't work. But if you could change the website as often as you want, that would be amazing.
I think so. I think I can do that. So I'm going to play around with it before I go to my next conference.
Listener, check that out. They've got a version, not so pretty, but silicone version for $30.
Now, there's other companies that have the silicone version for a couple of dollars cheaper, like link, linq.com and dot card. same technology. I like the pretty bracelets. You see the wooden beaded bracelet and the pendant in white and the pendant in black on their, when you click on show all products, Blend Center, when you go to the website and show all products, they have the pendant in black, pendant in white, the Apple Watch connector, and then the
What's the website again?
Contactco.com. And then there's one that men might like, the wooden beaded. It's $49 normally. This is what I'm going to get my partner, Zach. I think that would look good on men, is the wooden one.
I am going to check that out. Thank you. Oh, I see the black wooden one. That one's kind of cool too. Oh, and they have a silicone pink version. Nice. Mm-hmm. We are going to end on, not everybody needs this, but it will save you a ton of time. I think Joanna needs this, but she's too busy to implement right now. And that is a help desk. Mm. And what a help desk does is it brings in all requests into one place. I don't know about you, listener, but I was having a tough time with Facebook and then texting and then emails. And like, I couldn't keep up with everything and things fell through the cracks. I wouldn't answer. And with a help desk, they bring it all into one place. And then it's not just you answering. Guess what? You and your assistant can answer the questions. And that's what happens with me. And I use a program called Live Agent, and I do have a affiliate code. So I will be posting all of the links to these, including Joanna's affiliate codes, my affiliate codes. What an affiliate code does, it doesn't make you pay anymore, but it does give Joanna and me a couple of dollars if you use our link. And that helps this show stay on the air because we do have expenses for the show. So we do appreciate it when you use our links. So in the show notes, I will link up to all of these great technology that we've been talking about today. And then maybe Joanna will use my affiliate link to sign up for Live Agent and I will make $2.
I'm excited to make you that $2. I'm going to go do it because I have people emailing me, texting me, emailing my, or texting me on Facebook Messenger, LinkedIn. Facebook Messenger is the big thing and it gets hard to respond. My assistant can't access my Facebook.
Joanne, well, I have bad news.
What?
It only works on Facebook pages. It will not work on your personal profile. And I know you love using your profile, but this is why I don't use my profile on Facebook because it's too hard to manage everything.
Yeah.
But it will work on your page.
Well, that'll be fine. Something that John can manage, so.
Exactly. And you could do what I did, create a Joanna Facebook page.
I'm going to have to because it's gotten to the point where I need somebody else to manage my life.
Exactly. Me too. Listener, I hope that these technology tips helps you out. And go to the website, insurancebusinessbabes.com, to get show notes where you can get a link to all of these programs. Thank you so much. And we'll see you next time on the Insurance Business Babes podcast. Bye.
Bye.